Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of Family Worship Radio. We pick back up in our study of Proverbs in chapter 3, and today we'll look at verses 27 through 30. I will read the text now. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come again, tomorrow I will give it," when you have it with you. Do not plan evil against your neighbor, who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not contend with a man for no reason, when he has done you no harm. Today I want to focus in on the thought of not withholding good from our neighbor. And who is our neighbor? This is an important question to answer. The scriptures declare that, in a real sense, every man is our neighbor. Everyone within our sphere of influence, every point of contact, is a neighbor to whom we can do good. When the Lord sets an opportunity to do good before us, we are called to participate and do that good, to be, in some sense, the arms, the hands, the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, His operating body that is in the earth, led by His Spirit and empowered by His strong hand. Verse 27 says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it." How many exhortations are there in the Scriptures to share with those in need, to freely give as you have freely received? I think of the Apostle Paul's language in Galatians 6, verse 10. "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith." Or his exhortation to Titus in Titus chapter 3, verse 1, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work." And it's not just the Apostle Paul, but our New Testament is filled with such exhortations. The Apostle John in 1 John 3:17, which says this, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" Well, you can see that the Scripture has much to say on this subject of doing good to our neighbor. Yes, even to evil men, forgiving and loving and praying for them and serving them. This is much of the gospel's testimony in the earth, that men will see our good works and glorify God in heaven. If God sends rain upon the just and the unjust, if God is kind to the ungrateful and the evil, then we too should be imitators of Him as His beloved children and walk in His ways. In verse 28 we see, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come again, tomorrow I will give it,' when you have it with you." So often this hesitation to do good involves a self-preservation or a outright selfishness. Any unwillingness on the part of an individual so often is a cover-up for selfishness. Christians are called to be generous, to be sharing, to be fruitful in good deeds, even zealous for them, as we read in the Epistle to Titus. Let me share a brief story, the account of what a little girl did. A good many years ago, a little girl, 12 years old, was passing an old brick prison in the city of Chicago on her way to school, when she saw a hand beckoning to her from a cell window and heard the weary voice of a prisoner asking her to please bring him something to read. The next Sunday, she went to the prison and carried that poor prisoner a book that she had picked out from her father's library. And then she kept on doing this every week. Several months after this, she was sent for to go and see that poor prisoner on his deathbed in prison. When she entered his room, he said to her, "Little girl, you have saved my soul. And now, before I die, I want you to promise me that you will keep on visiting the prison and try to do for the other poor people in prison the good that you have done for me." Well, the little girl promised to do so, and she kept her promise. Her name is Linda Gilbert, and she has been for many years steadfast as a friend to these prisoners. And how very useful she has been in carrying on such gospel labors. She has been the means of establishing good libraries in many prisons. She has visited and helped great numbers of prisoners. And from among these, she has a certain knowledge of not less than 600 who are now living honest and useful lives. Men who were once prisoners in all parts of the country know her and love her for the good that she has done for them. And this is the great usefulness which grew out of a little girl's desire to help a needy prisoner when he called to her from the window, simply trying to help him in his need. What a lesson and what an encouragement for us to not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in our power to do it. That concludes our study today in the book of Proverbs. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.